Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Journey to Grateful podcast, a podcast to help clarify the process of loss and grief through experiences shared from myself and others living with loss. I'm your host, Tim Begonia, and this is show number 153. In this podcast, I will review the many common myths of grief to help you better prepare for the road ahead. You are invited to join this community and share your story to help others better understand grief, how it affects us moving forward, and how best to navigate its difficult path. I also invite you to join the community on Facebook and Instagram, subscribe to the podcast, and find quick links to do both at journeytograteful.com. And lastly, I ask that you take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Doing this will help this podcast reach more people like yourself in need of an insightful grief resource which can help them navigate their grief journey. For today's episode, I've gone no further than a Facebook post, simply a quote regarding grief by someone I hadn't quite expected. Not that this person, this famous person, isn't allowed to understand grief, let alone experience it. On the contrary, I think as we all have come to understand, grief seems to be this great equalizer in life. No matter who you are, where you're from, your economic situation, or your profession, we all seem to discover a commonality in grief. And in many ways, we all experience many of the details and side effects of grief in a very similar manner, albeit not in the same order or on the same timeline. To that end, this is the reason I'm sharing this person's detailed quote about grief, because it truly shows how much your grief is like mine and is like hers or his. However, for all that we experience that is similar, we'd be foolish not to think that many aspects of grief are indeed individual. I believe it's time to reveal the surprising source of this inspiration for today's episode. I impress upon you to shift your mindset of grief and understand it is much more than a burden or a source of sorrow. Let's dive in. The actor and comedian Jim Carrey once said, "Grief is not just an emotion. It's an unraveling, a space where something once lived but is now gone. It carves through you, leaving a hollow ache where love once resided. In the beginning, it feels unbearable, like a wound that will never close. But over time, the raw edges begin to mend. The pain softens, but the imprint remains, a quiet reminder of what once was." The truth is, you never truly move on. You move with it. The love you had does not disappear. It transforms. It lingers in the echoes of laughter, in the warmth of old memories, in the silent moments where you still reach for what is no longer there. And that's okay. Grief is not a burden to be hidden. It is not a weakness to be ashamed of. It is the deepest proof that love existed, that something beautiful once touched your life. So let yourself feel it. Let yourself mourn. Let yourself remember. There is no timeline, no right way to grieve. Some days will be heavy, and some will feel lighter. Some moments will bring unexpected waves of sadness, while others will fill you with gratitude for the love you were lucky enough to experience. Honor your grief, for it is sacred. It is a testament to the depth of your heart. And in time, through the pain, you will find healing, not because you have forgotten, but because you have learned how to carry both love and loss together. So there you have it. And now I think you can understand why this writing impressed so heavily on me. The above somewhat lengthy quote is from that unlikely source, Jim Carrey, proving in very simplest of terms, with each and every sentence, that grief transcends all walks of life. With much the same feelings and realizations we all come to understand in our own time. Now I'd like to pull out a few of Jim's phrases, as they have resonated with me on a completely different level than some others that I've come to know over the months and years since my wife's passing, and those of which I tend to rely on when I'm speaking of grief or when I'm even thinking of my grief. So let's start at the beginning. Jim says, grief is not just an emotion. It's an unraveling, a space where something once lived but is now gone. It's an unraveling. Wow. What a great word to use to express grief, to eloquently emphasize in one simple word the action and impact of grief. And of course, he concludes that sentence with the obvious, but in another matter-of-fact manner. He said, a space where something once lived but is now gone. Personally, I noted that he said something instead of someone. I took that as a purposeful choice on his part, because when you lose someone, you lose so very much, a whole lot of something, not just the person, but the everything that was and is because of that person. So his use of words, a space where something once lived, suggests that massiveness of the loss that we've experienced, the everything of it. This next section I would like to highlight is just as profound. He says, the pain softens, but the imprint remains. Now I have to pause there and just say how much I love that he used the phrase, the imprint remains. That to me is so perfect. He went on to say, a quiet reminder of what once was. The truth is, you never truly move on. You move with it. And again, I appreciate that he chose to say, you move with it. Very accurate, as I have found grief and everything about it has ebbed and flowed throughout the 5 years of my wife's absence, knowing early on that we do not move on from grief. And what I usually tend to say is that we live through grief. Although this is true, I believe his use of you move with it suggests that our grief and our life after loss is somewhat pliable, adjusting constantly to the grief we live day in and day out. And Jim finally concludes this section with this very well-phrased paragraph. The love you had does not disappear. It transforms. It lingers in the echoes of laughter, in the warmth of old memories, in the silent moments where you still reach for what is no longer there. And that's okay. And again, I am so impressed with his words. It lingers in the echoes of laughter, in the warmth of old memories, in the silent moments where you still reach for what is no longer there. It's simply beautiful. And as most likely you already know this, I lost my wife July of 2020. And I cannot tell you how many times at the end of a day I literally reach across the bed with blind hope that I will not encounter. The emptiness I know very well will greet my reach. Jim Carrey gets it. And I've spoken many times in this podcast how important it is to find people that understand you, what you are experiencing, to find people that simply get it. And here we find, again, an unlikely source who just gets it. That, my friends, when you can find it, is comfort and hope in its purest form. Now, on to what he said and what just might be my favorite passage next. Grief is not a burden to be hidden. It is not a weakness to be ashamed of. It is the deepest proof that love existed, that something beautiful once touched your life. So let yourself feel it. Let yourself mourn. Let yourself remember. I have often said to my bereavement group and to others that it is important to find a way to allow ourselves to grieve, to give ourselves permission to grieve, and to do so without the typical guilt that might accompany it. Here's what I mean. Let's say you are 6 months into your first close and personal loss. You might have had experiences where, in a discussion, someone has suggested that they were surprised that you weren't over it yet. It is in these times in which we feel we don't have the right to grieve any longer. We must be over our stay in the grief and sorrow aspect. And we begin to believe they are right, and we should be, quote-unquote, over it by now. Just because someone may have given you the idea that your grief is a burden and never-ending, do not allow them to take away your grief, to force you to set aside your pain. After all, this is your pain. This has been your loss, not theirs. And we need to understand that grief is not a burden to be hidden, as Jim Carrey suggests, because grief is simply the absence of love, the ending of something beautiful, yet life-altering. I mean, it is and has been and always will be life-altering. And we need to allow ourselves to feel it, to walk with it, to mourn freely, and to remember. Because the alternative, hiding it, pushing it down, pushing it away, will not stop grief. It will simply prolong it, the result of which will manifest in an explosive release you may not be able to control. And please remember this thought from a quote I stumbled upon a few years ago. Don't let anyone who hasn't been in your shoes tell you how to tie your laces. Now, I don't mean to share that quote with you to make light of its message. On the contrary, I mean to share it with you to illustrate the ridiculousness of the idea that someone other than you should have a say in the way that you grieve. Now, moving on in Jim's writing, his second last paragraph is quite powerful in its message, and one I've mentioned in countless episodes. There is no timeline, no right way to grieve. Some days will be heavy and some will feel lighter. Some moments will bring unexpected waves of sadness, while others will fill you with gratitude for the love you were lucky enough to experience. Now, as you hear those words, I hope you walk away with at least one truth that should rise to the very top of it all. And I will paraphrase it. Some moments will fill you with gratitude for the love you were lucky enough to experience. With this podcast's name being Journey to Grateful, it should be no surprise that on occasion, I will want you to really focus on this idea of gratitude instead of sorrow. By now, we understand all too well how easily it is to focus on the sorrow, the sadness, and the devastation of loss. However, none of that will help you in your mission to move forward with your grief. That is why I emphasize the idea of finding ways to be grateful for what we have had. In my creation of this podcast, focusing on my journey with grief has always included the importance of a mindful inclusion, of a mindset shift to find greatness within that journey. And I'm not saying that it's always easy. It's not. It's something that you have to work on. I'm not trying to fool anyone with its title, Journey to Grateful, attempting to bypass grief and only see the good in having had my wife in my life. Instead, I am emphasizing the need for the balance of feeling our grief, missing our loved one, and grieving their loss while making room, and hopefully a lot of room, for the gratefulness of having had the chance to be with them, to make the memories, and to have those many, many experiences, and to have experienced their love, their touch, and their presence. It is then, and only then, we can begin to walk forward in our grief and in our lives to move forward through the sorrow to a life our loved ones undoubtedly want us to live in their absence. And finally, Jim Carrey closed out with this: honor your grief, for it is sacred. It is a testament to the depth of your heart, and in time, through the pain, you will find healing, not because you have forgotten, but because you have learned how to carry both love and loss together. This closing paragraph is so very important to sit with just a bit longer. It is very wise that he suggests that we will find healing, not because we have forgotten, but because we have learned to carry both love and loss together. That is priceless. That is the nugget right there. The very best way to close out this episode right now is to share with you my wish for us all to take steps forward when we are able, and to understand that our grief and all that we feel is a true testament to the depth of our heart. Thank you again for listening to the Journey to Grateful podcast. I am very thankful for you taking the time to listen to this podcast and sharing it with others whenever you can. I encourage you to stop by the community on social media, share your own story and insights on grief, and join our family in helping others on this path. Head over to journeytograteful.com/community to find ways to join in the conversation and make a difference through your story. And if you would like a more personal connection directly with me, I invite you to connect with me via email, tim@journeytograteful.com. And lastly, help me build this community, broaden my reach, and support my mission by reviewing this show and telling others why you listen over at Apple Podcasts. Now, to close out this episode, I'd like to share with you a writing for everyone who's listening that has ever encountered a comment or a mention from someone in their life that has proved that that person doesn't understand grief. It's for those times when a grief bomb hit and those around you in that moment didn't quite understand why you're not over your loss yet. And lastly, this is for those who question the duration and veracity of their grief, wondering if they should be further along than they currently are. This was written by Sharon Marsh, and this is Be Gentle, I'm Grieving. Understand my loss has brought me to my knees. I need you to be gentle with me, please. It is difficult to even get out of bed, let alone deal with what is going on in my head. My heart has never known such pain, and I will not ever be the same. Please be gentle. I am grieving. It takes all I have just to keep breathing. Now, I'd like to add that the primary reason I share this writing with you is to show you that you are not alone. Many have gone before you and have experienced the same conflicts with grief that you are facing right now. And when you doubt that you are grieving the right way, or feel you are not at the proper point in the timeline of grief which you believe you should be, please remember, you are exactly where you need to be, and you are not alone. Thank you again, my friends, for joining me today. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode and any previous episodes. And for those who are walking on their path with grief, I hope that you find a way to walk confidently on your journey to grateful. Bye-bye.